Yeah, welcome to Phil Henry Show on the Phil Henry Show. And it's from the El Pacifico in Southern California. It's the Phil Henry Show.
I'm General Galen Shaw. With me is Margaret Gray. She doesn't want to say anything.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you're upset on account of Mr. Henry didn't ask you to be the guest host.
Well, I don't understand. Usually I... Could you turn the garbage down? Turn the garbage down. I love that. Who's that by?
Yeah, you hate it.
No, I do. It's the vivisectors. They're wonderful. I was a little taken aback and a bit put out and a bit hung out to dry and rode hard and put up wet. I guess that's the wrong...
God damn, Margaret.
All right, I used the wrong term. I was a bit...
surprised, yeah, that I was the one that was ass. And the reason why I was the one that was ass is because Mr. Henry rarely ever...
He rarely ever lets... How about that? Try that one on for size.
Okay. He rarely ever lets me be the guest host, but I'm going to do it on account of Mr. Henry had his eyeball operated on and everything. Margaret Gray.
Thank you, bud. He didn't really have his eyeball operated on...
No, you're supposed to go, yeah.
Yeah, Phil said.
Margaret Gray.
Yeah, all right. Good one.
Now then.
Okay, bud, let me just... Phil had his eye, didn't have his eyeball operated on. He had the muscle operated on under the eye.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. So they operated on the muscle under the eye. And then he was on the BSPs and More chat last night. And he showed the eyeball. It looked radical.
Oh, it looked radical. Hey, he had a lot of blood there in the eyeball, didn't he?
Yeah. And it looked, you know, it looked like, yeah, damn, man. Like somebody kicked him in the face.
That's natural. When you have surgery on the area around, but the eyeball itself...
Didn't they pop the eyeball out?
Did they what?
But what are you trying... What are you angling for?
No, I just... Didn't they... If you have your eye operated on, do they not or do they not... I mean...
Do they or do they not?
Do they or do they not pop the eyeball out?
No, they did not in this case. They specified that. As a matter of fact, Phil asked them, will you be removing the eyeball... Oh, God.
Yeah. See... He asked him, will you take the eyeball out, you know, like in Frankenstein.
Jesus, Dickman, everything with you is some ghoulish experiment in a castle somewhere in an alpine forest. God damn.
No, I'm just saying that was it. That's what they thought, but it was not the case.
No, it was not the case. What happened instead was that they pull the eyelid down and they operate there on that muscle. The entire thing took 15 minutes, bud.
Well...
No, not well anything. That's exactly what the doctor told Phil.
Yeah, and Dr. Sebring did call in the midst of the BSP chat, and Phil was not able to take a call, but she did say don't call because unless it's, you know, unless your eye, you know.
What, unless his eyeball's fallen out of his head?
Well, no, I mean unless...
Unless he had some discomfort or something else. Oh, my God.
I am going to do the show the way that I want to do it.
Yeah, that's all right. Just don't lie, okay?
God, General, don't lie.
Don't lie.
Okay, I won't. So anyway, thank you very much, General and Mrs. Gray, for being a part of the show tonight. And
which we usually are.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, Mr. Henry went over today, as he was telling you, and he had a muscle imbalance in one of his eyes ever since he was a kid. And his mom used to go, ah, God, man.
No, she didn't. I know, man, but I'm just kind of...
You're giving a little drama, huh?
Yeah, I mean, when Phil's mom... She didn't literally say that. But when Phil was a little kid and he'd look at her weird, he'd look at her, kind of, he'd turn and she'd go, ah, my kid's eyeball is like, it's Feldman, you know?
No, she didn't say anything of the sort.
Yeah, but you can bet your bottom dollar.
Jesus.
Bet your bottom dollar there, General.
Oh, my God, you're kind of homophobic there, aren't you?
How is that homophobic?
Well, you went bottom.
Oh, man.
Grow up, will you?
Well, look, what happened was this. Phil, I forget.
Yeah, Phil's a little kid. His mom goes, ah.
No, she did not. She simply said to him, we did notice that when you were young, Phil, but there wasn't much we could do about it.
Right. And so Mr. Henry, as the years went by and as the years went along, he just, you know, was on the radio and he was handsome enough to get women who is interested in him. You know,
what are you laughing at?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
But Phil didn't. There really wasn't a problem. And it wasn't noticeable until as Phil got older. And so there, he decided he was getting some double vision, right?
Yeah, he's driving around, he's going, what, why, you know? And
well, he wasn't a danger to anyone. He was able to drive, but he was getting some double vision, and so he went to the ophthalmologist.
Yeah, he went to optometrist.
No, the ophthalmologist.
Well, what's the difference?
There's a difference, Dickman. An optometrist is the guy that gives you your glasses. An ophthalmologist is an eye doctor.
What?
See, this is why I said,
All right, okay.
An ophthalmologist is the guy that says, look at that chart and tell me how big the letters are.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And the optometrist is the guy that goes, here's the glasses you should have, I think.
Well, not exactly.
Oh, F it, man. Who cares? Anyway, so Mr. Henry's ophthalmologist said, what?
Yes, his ophthalmologist recommended this wonderful doctor, Anna Sebring, from Los Robles Hospital in Thousand Oaks, California. She's a specialist in this kind of surgery, and she's the one that performed it on Phil, and so on and so forth. And I think I heard Phil say today...
Is his eyeball seeing better, or what's going on?
He said today that he feels as if his peripheral vision... I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds a little science fiction, but yeah, Phil says he thinks he's seeing wider, you know.
Well, what does that mean?
What do you mean, what does it mean?
What is that, some fat crack?
Fat crack? Let the record show you just made a... You talked about fat and the crack.
I talked about fat, and I made a crack. You're the one that said I made the crack.
She's not talking... Are you talking about ass crack?
Bud, Phil's not here to stop me. If I want to, I can beat you within an inch of your life.
Yeah, and get fired as soon as Mr. Henry comes back from the eyeball.
As soon as Mr. Henry comes... Never mind.
Anyway, tonight what we're going to do is get on the line the one and only doctor that we have on staff here at the Phil Henry Show, the only doctor that will talk to us, the only doctor that, you know...
Yeah, Dr. Jim Sadler, in other words.
Yeah. Dr. Sadler was featured on a show.
Bud, you just went, Dr. Sadler was featured on a show.
Oh, sorry.
Have some water.
Dr. Sadler was featured on a show recently where he was asked to say the word Woosasaur. And so
that's what Dr. Sadler's been reduced to on this show. Him and Jay Santos saying certain words.
Well, Jay Santos singing Layla was amusing.
Yeah, but I think it's wrong to have Dr. Sadler try to say Woosasaur and everything like that.
Okay, without further ado, we're bringing on Dr. Jim Sadler. He's in his automobile. Dr. Sadler, you're on your way to Palm Desert?
Yes, I am. We have a golf condo in Palm Desert, California. I realize that we're getting a lot of rain these days, but I thought that I'd take the opportunity with my wife, Mandy.
Your wife's name is Mindy, right?
We've been over this before. Her name is Mindy.
Oh, it's Coach Dozier that doesn't know his wife's name.
I guess so. I don't know. I think Coach Dozier says that his wife answers to Mindy or Mandy. My wife's name, now I forget.
You said Mindy.
Yeah, it's Mindy. Mindy's asleep in the car right now as you're driving out to Palm Desert.
So you got a little golf fill out there, huh?
We do. We have one over on Country Club Drive. And I relax, as you know, in between. The way that we relax is we do body sculpting and bodybuilding, as you know, General Shaw.
Yeah, you lift weights and everything. We have a lot of people... Yeah, when you were on a show last time saying you intimidate people when you put your well-muscled arm out the window.
Well, I don't think... I'm on the Phil Henry Show, honey. I don't think it's quite like that.
You said something about how people don't mess with you in traffic.
Why do you people find that funny?
It's slightly amusing, Dr. Sadler, when you say you put your well-muscled arm out the window.
Well, it's not like I'm saying I'm sticking...
I know, but nobody's saying you're sticking it out the window. You're putting a well-muscled arm out. You're not putting your well-muscled...
All right, enough of that, okay?
All I was trying to say is that I do pay attention to my body, that I do lift weights, and this, sometimes I'll roll the window down, the driver's side window down when I drive, and like tonight, I have the window slightly open, although it's kind of cold tonight, but I will open it up when we get out onto the surface streets, and I'll put my arm... out there, so if anybody wants to, cut in front of me or something, they'll see a large arm. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, but the inference is you'll kick someone's rear end, isn't it?
The inference is I got big guns. I don't know what you want to...
All right, anyway, Dr. Sadler, we have you on here tonight to, first of all, it's great to have you on.
Thank you very much. I was waiting for somebody to...
Yeah, it's great to have you on, Dr. Sadler.
Thanks, because I'm sitting there... talking to people, I'm just some bum putting bread and butter down on the table.
Sorry, Dr. Sadler. Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
So the question we have... What, Bud?
What about the Wooster?
Bud wants to know, did you ever figure out how to say Wooster?
Okay. If this is what this is going to be...
No. It's not Wooster. It's Woosasaur.
The way you say the word is... God damn all of you people.
Sorry, Dr. Sadler. Bud...
When you turn the reins over to Bud, hell follows with him, okay?
You just said hell follows with him.
I know what I said. Maybe I did it on purpose.
Dr. Sadler, let's stop this folder off. Let's get back to Phil. And now, did you hear what I heard? That apparently the surgical nurse, as well as the surgical nurses, as well as the people giving gas to Phil, recognized his voice or something?
Well, no. I talked to Phil this afternoon.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, he was in recovery. I did talk to him because I wanted to know about his blood pressure and his pulse rate. But I talked to him, and he said to me that as he was going under, but as he was laying there on the surgical table, that the anesthetologist recognized that he had been on Rick and Morty. I think Phil had said he'd been on, Phil was probably sitting there before surgery telling anybody that would listen to him that he was a big star.
I don't think. Why would you say something like that?
I don't know.
Is there some jealousy going on with you?
No, it's just that every time it's always about him.
It's his show. Of course it's going to be about him.
Anyway.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so Phil was laying there on the surgical table, and the anesthetologist said, "Were you on Rick and Morty?" And Phil said, "Yes, I was." He said, "What character?" And Phil said, "Well, I played Principal Vagina, and I played Scary Glenn, to name a few."
Oh, Principal Vagina. What a name.
Gene Vagina.
Yeah. Gene Vagina. And this guy absolutely flipped. And he's going, "Oh, wow, I'm a big, Rick and Morty fan." And, the thing of it was, is Phil's thinking, this is the guy that's going to be giving me my anesthesia. And he's fanboying out.
Well, he wasn't upset, was he?
No, he wasn't. He just thought it was more funny. Then the other guy, a surgical nurse, walks by, looks over, goes, "You were Scary Glenn?" So there were, like, at least two Rick and Morty fans in the operating theater there. Before Phil went under. So that was kind of an interesting thing.
Where are you, by the way?
What do you mean?
Well, we're hearing a lot of noise.
Well, we're on Interstate 10, and there was a freight train that just went by.
All right, so you're on your way out to Palm Desert.
That's right. I don't stutter,
You know, that's not necessary, Dr. Sadler.
I'm sorry. Yes, we are on our way out to Palm Desert.
What's the weather like? Because I know it's been raining here.
Well, it's cold out here. We're going to get some rain, but not that much. But the desert, one of the things that a lot of people don't know about the desert is it does get butt cold. I mean, it gets butt cold. No question about it.
Talking to Dr. Jim Sadler here about Phil's eye operation today. Now, as I understand it, this has something to do with the imbalance of one eye to the other. He was seeing double.
Yeah, Phil had some double vision, and I said to him, because I remember the song when I was in high school, "Fill my eyes with that double vision." You know the song?
What is that? I'm sorry.
What is it?
It's Foreigner. You don't know if you know the double vision?
No, I have never heard that. We got Dr. Jim Sadler. I mean, is it a good song? Is it?
Yeah, it was something that I brought up to Phil because he said, "Hey, Doc, one of the reasons why I'm having a surgery was on account of I had double vision." I go, "Hey, remember that song by Foreigner? Fill my eyes." Well, forget it if people don't understand.
Talking to Dr. Jim Sadler from San Diego, California, with Dr. Sadler about Phil's surgery today. We'll take a phone call from anybody who wants to call in and ask about Phil's condition. You may. Here's Randy in Chicago. Randy, go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Sadler. It's great to speak with you. It's my first time calling on the show.
Nice to talk to you, sir.
Just want to know, was Phil was talking about having X-ray vision or having a cyclops eye? I know that that's not possible, but I was just wondering if have you ever heard of anybody having X-ray vision in one eye?
I've never heard of anyone having X-ray vision. I know they've made movies about it. I know Superman had it, but
that was my. I know that there's no such thing as Superman, but if there was and someone had X-ray vision, could you have it in just one eye?
I think that if we lived in a fantastical world where there were such people as Superman, yeah, you could have X-ray vision in one eye. Jesus.
Okay, thanks a lot.
I mean, if this is what this is going to be, okay.
All right, sorry, we just thought we'd take that one call.
Was that a gag or something?
No, it wasn't a gag. It was a caller wanted to know about Phil. There's people that are concerned.
Well, I was on the chat tonight with Phil. He was talking very easily and eloquently about it. And was talking to people from around the country, The one thing that he was bitching about was how messed up Facebook was. I happen to like Facebook, so if you work for Facebook and you're out there, you know.
You may want to make note that Phil was bagging on you.
Yeah, I would say that because Facebook, I think, is an important utility for a lot of the people. And there's Phil squatting and relieving himself.
Okay, Dr. Jim Sadler.
That it?
Yeah, that's it. Dr. Jim Sadler here on the Phil Henry Show. Give us an update on that.
Give an update?
Thanks a lot, Doc.
I'm sorry, I'm just...
Dr. Jim Sadler on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and now, here's a word from Phil.
If you're hearing this, that means you're a subscriber to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and you're listening to the commercial-free version of our show that only our subscribers get. Now back to me. I mean, back to Bud.
Welcome back, Phil Henry Show here at the Phil Henry Show. I'm Bud Dickman filling in for Phil. He's taking the night off. As you know, he had eyeball surgery.
He did not have eyeball surgery, Bud.
Well, he had surgery. Let's get this right, okay? Phil had surgery on the muscle on his left eye.
Yeah, he had surgery on his muscle, you know.
Aren't you funny?
Yeah, I like to think that I am. I do. I like to think that I am.
Well...
Yeah, Ms. Gray, let me just handle this. Oh my God, when I said let me just handle this, she goes, yeah.
I did not, chump.
Okay, Ted Bell, joining us on the show right now from Ted to Beverly Hills. Say some good words about Mr. Henry. Mr. Bell?
Hey, thank you very much, Bud, and hello, everybody. I am Ted Bell. We're here at Ted to Beverly Hills, and there would be no Ted to Beverly Hills today. Not in quite the way that we know Ted to Beverly Hills. Were it not for Phil Henry, because I can tell you, his show sort of revitalized our brand, brought us and our brand to a whole new audience of people. And so, Phil, we wish you a speedy recovery. And at the same time, I'd be dishonest if I didn't say that Phil, his brand, putting our ad on his platform, brought us to a whole new audience, brought us a new revenue stream, but also it was like dipping our brand... You know, General?
Well, look, if you can't be kind, don't say anything.
I agree.
Okay, but you can't deny the fact that the Ted to Beverly Hills brand that was very classy at one time, you take it and you dip it in just a bucket of urine.
See, that's what I'm saying, Ted. You can't say anything nice without saying something bad.
Well, am I wrong?
In what way did Phil's show take your brand and dip it ever so lightly in a bucket of urine?
Okay. Thank you for saying ever so lightly, because that's what I was trying to say. You know.
No, so in other words, it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't that bad, but it was just like, there's Ted to Beverly Hills, and now since on the Henry Show, now it's a little yellow, and, oh, man, you know. Here's what I mean.
Yeah, you never have liked Phil's audience. You've never liked Phil's platform. And it's almost like you're hard up for advertising.
What? I came on here to wish Mr. Henry a speedy recovery, and you call me hard up. I gotta tell you.
Well, Ted, doesn't it sound a little hard up when you're doing that?
I'm just saying to you, and I say this with great respect for the Phil Henry Show. He has brought a whole new revenue stream to Ted to Beverly Hills, but it's money that smells like someone wiped with it.
Well, then why don't you take your advertising off of his platform?
Why don't I just start throwing money out of the back of a car? Okay, I can't...
So you do admit that it's been...
I haven't said anything else.
All right. I think it's bad. I think all three of us has agreed. I mean, three of us.
Hey, the guy can count.
I think all three of us has agreed that you have come on here and you said that Mr. Henry's money smells like somebody wiped with it, you know.
I said Ted Bell's money smells that someone's, you know, wiped with it.
I hope Phil's not listening to this. I really don't, because he's going to be very hurt by what you're saying.
Oh, my God. I just said that Mr. Henry...
Ted, why don't you go back and start flirting with the cocktail waitresses again?
So that's the way it's going to be, huh?
That's right. You've admitted to it.
I have never said that I've strayed from my wife's side. I have said yes. Sometimes after closing, we have some laughs. I have a few drinks. Some of the girls lift their skirts.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, and I think that Phil doesn't need your money, okay?
What a bunch of ass.
We're off the... Okay, this show's going great, isn't it?
Look, I didn't want to take phone calls.
We're just here to report on Phil's status. We have the Dooleys?
Yeah, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Ms. Dooley, hi, you're on Phil Henry Show. I'm Bud Dickman.
Hi, Steve, go ahead.
Hi, Steve Dooley. Mr. Dickman, I think it's wrong. My wife should have been hosting. We wanted her host.
You're saying that Bobby should have hosted?
Yes, I think that...
I host before you do, Bobby.
Okay, then it should have been you and then me. I don't know why, Bud. And, Bud, I know that you're important to Phil. Okay? But I don't know why you were asked to host before me.
Because I'm here, okay? And if he's going to get you to host, that means he got to shag your ass in from the valley. What do you think about that?
I talk to my wife like that?
That's what I did. I done talked to her like that.
Talk to my wife like that?
Yeah, that's right.
Give me the phone, Steve, you pussy. Mr. Dickman, no, he doesn't have to, quote, shag my ass in from anywhere. I'd be more than happy to drive myself to the studios there in Port Winanumi. I don't know what it's...
Port Winanumi.
Did I ask you?
Well,
did I ask you?
No.
Port Winanumi, and you didn't ask me.
Okay, so that's, is that why you called? You don't want to wish Mr. Henry well?
Of course we want to wish Phil all the best. We wish him well in all that he done do, and all that he is, and all that he, and all that he does.
And all that he is.
Is that true about the X-ray video?
Okay, so I think I've had it about up to here with all the phone calls. Ted Bell, Bobby Dooley.
Yeah, we do have Jay Santos. So,
holy Christ.
Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Yeah, hold on for a minute. Yeah, Mr. Santos. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yes. Yes, I'll do it, okay? God damn.
What are you doing, Dickman?
I'm rolling out the theme. He wants to have the theme, okay? Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay?
Thank you very much, Bud. This is Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police, reminding everyone that we are out there every day and every night protecting the people of Southern California. And we have, of course, all the sub-commanders out there. And I want to say something. First of all, Phil, I wish you the best. I hope you feel better in the days and the weeks ahead. But I also want to say that I think it is wrong, and I think you should take this time, Mr. Henry, to reflect on how you basically called me a pussy. And you called every...
No one was calling you a pussy, Jay.
Excuse me, I think I just... It's my time.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it was wrong of Mr. Henry to basically say, yeah, we're pussies, because I wanted to go and I had a pot pie.
You wanted to have a chicken pot pie to take a timeout because things were getting hairy with this atmospheric river hitting California.
What?
You heard her. That's exactly what you wanted to do.
God, Dickman, you.
That's what you wanted to do, Santos, and to come on here on this occasion where people are wishing Phil well, to bitch about how you were treated. You're the guy that said you're going to take a timeout, have a chicken pot pie and some tea, and wait for this all this bad weather to pass over.
I said that it was, you know what, you're right. Phil, I hope you feel better. I do. I hope you're back very soon, so you're back, back hosting the show, and I hope when you do come back, you fire these bitch men.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Mr. Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved at Podcast One.
That was a real waste of time putting those chump change punks.
Hey, listen, let me say something to you, Jay, and the rest of you guys. I can't wait for Phil to get back either. For no other reason that Dickman isn't hosting.
Yeah, better than you.
Oh, yeah.
Better than you.
But.
Better than you.
No, I don't think so.
Better than you. Yeah, I do think so.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
I do.
Did you just let one go?
Yeah. Why, is that against the law?
Oh, Christ, Dickman.